Will you pray with me? Lord, nourish us with your word and help us hear how we can be part of the story. Amen. Can I just start off by saying I am thankful that I haven't been wandering years and years in a desert, and after, well, maybe just a wee bit of complaining, I haven't suddenly seen this large horde of poisonous snakes come out of nowhere and start biting at my ankles. Well, I'm thankful that I am not in that situation like our Israelite friends in the passage from Numbers were. But while I'm not standing on a table hoping those snakes don't come and bite at my ankles, we do have problems of our own these days. We may not have snakes chasing at our ankles, but we do have chemically tainted water supplies around the world. We have murder hornets that are invading the United States. We have zebra mussels, and we have uncontrolled climate temperatures. We also have food scarcity in regions around the world. We experience poor air quality that leads to higher cases of asthma and other lung-related issues. And we've seen the most hurricanes last year on record, as it's possibly due to rising temperatures. The fire season lasted 105 days longer than it has in the 1970s, and our food supply will shortly be affected by the freezing temperatures that we had in the deep south. Like our friend Isaac Newton, now the one that had the apple fall on his head, he wisely pointed out, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So if you push a swing forward, you better watch out because it's going to come back and get you. If you go climbing on a tree branch and you're not careful, you might come down the hard way. If we dump chemicals and medications down the drain rather than recycling them, soon they'll get absorbed into the water. And in the water, the fish and other sea creatures will absorb them, and then they will get into our food supply, or animals will eat them, and those animals will eat those animals, and we will ingest them anyway. Our actions or inactions can potentially lead to lethal consequences. Climate change and environmental disasters are further reaching than we often think about. They impact sources of clean water, food, poverty levels, physical and mental health, economics, both locally and globally, disparity among countries, which leads to fighting over natural resources. Our neighbors locally and God's beloved around the world are all affected. In our gospel text today, we hear of one of Scripture's most famous verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Now, many people can quote this verse, and it's a very commonly used one, but it's not the best interpretation. You see, the word world, we often think of in that passage as referring to humanity. But the word world in the Greek is actually cosmos, which we are all familiar with, the word cosmos. Cosmos in Greek covers everything, not only all of creation here on earth, but all of creation out in space as well. So John 3:16 should actually hear and be read like this. For God so loved everything in all of creation that he gave his only Son. God does not only love us, but loves all of creation, which is why at the beginning of Genesis, in the beginning, some of God's first words, God asked Adam and Eve to care for the earth and everything God created. In our baptism, we make a promise to care for others and care for the world God created. The promise we make in baptism is care for everything on earth so that we can enjoy its beauty and its riches. And for me personally, I happen to like living here on this planet. And maybe Maybe you do too. In our reading from Numbers, we hear about the grumbling, rebellious, and self-focused Israelites who knew better, chose not to listen to God, and were poisoned by the snakes. We too, who have ignored creation, are now being poisoned and attacked by creation due to our lack of care for creation. Now, I'm not saying our current problems are caused by God. Rather, because we have not cared for creation, we are experiencing the consequences for that lack of care. Think of it this way. You have a recipe, and the recipe says to bake your cake for 20 minutes. What's going to happen if you leave that cake in there for more than 20 minutes, like maybe the entire day or the entire week? You're going to have one big stinky mess. And that's kind of how we're taking care of this planet. We've ignored it for so long that our planet is one large stinky mess. And we're leaving that for the next generation and the generation after that to deal with. Like God's charge to Adam and Eve to care for the earth, the story continues as we are called to care for all that God has created. We may not be in Eden, but that doesn't change our responsibility that God has entrusted us with. Now, the good news is that a recent study in 2019 shows that 45% of Americans are truly and deeply concerned about the climate itself. And 88% of Americans at least show a tiny hint of concern about the climate and the earth. And so there's hope. We need to be responsible with how we use our resources and how we can help fix the mess that we've made. So how is it we can reduce our usage of resources? Can we buy more things in bulk and fewer things that are individually wrapped when it's an option? What items can we reuse? Can we hold on to something and use it perhaps a few more times, a few more weeks, months, or years, and get a little more use out of it before buying something new? Can we make use of Goodwill or other free cycle opportunities around the community to put the items that might still be used that we don't care for anymore into somebody else's hands so that they don't need to necessarily purchase something new and creating a bigger problem in landfills? Sometimes it's convenient and other times it's not. I know when my family goes out to eat at Culver's and we get those cups from Culver's after we're done with ice cream, even though it's a sticky mess, we still take those cups home and recycle them rather than throwing them in the wastebasket at Culver's so that they get caught up in the landfill. Sometimes caring for our environment is a sticky problem and it causes us to not want to do it, but that's more reason for us to be encouraged to do it. A small change can make a big impact over time. Highland Park has a recycling program which you can recycle styrofoam, which isn't something that we can recycle here locally within our own recycling bins. There are recycling bin centers also that collect fabric, cloths, clothes, shoes, and electronics. Swalco offers recycling opportunities for chemical wastes and other things that fill our landfills and poison our water supplies. You may have to do some searching and some extra driving, but these places do exist. So maybe we can take an opportunity to reach out and start using these resources and recycling the materials in a better way. And maybe somebody here at Grace would like to take up that opportunity and start a collection drive for all of us. There are many different ways to be part of the solution. It's just taking those extra steps and going that extra mile to make a difference and an impact in the world today. God, who is making all things new, is calling us to care for all cosmos, the entire world, and the entire earth and heavens and stars. We can make a difference by acting on this call to reduce, reuse, and recycle as we try to live out our call to discipleship to care for God's creation before it comes back and bites us in the ankle. Amen.